The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Because we want to know, telephone number is 800-228-0550. This hour brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, PetroServe USA, and Apache Sprayers, which you can find at High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. MyPillow, which, by the way, this is the power of the radio audience that I absolutely love. So yesterday I mentioned that I was kind of an airhead and left my pillow at the wonderful little Missourian Suites up there in Newtown, North Dakota, right?
Somebody's going to appreciate you having done that.
Yeah, and anyway, so a listener to the program yesterday says, hey, I'm in Newtown. You want me to pick your pillow up and drop it off at K-Fire? I kid you not. Send me a Facebook message. I'm like, oh, it'll give me a week's better sleep because I'm not going to get to Newtown for a week or so. Anyway, so pillow's on its way to K-Fire today, and thanks to Andy, one of our fine listeners. If you, too, can't do without your pillow, here's the telephone number, 800-506-9028, or online at mypillow.com. Just use promo code Scott, okay? All right, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Andy, who is a North Dakota Farm Bureau member who happened to own or grow up on a farm in Minnesota, knows what it's like to have Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever as neighbors, told us some interesting stories. Before the break, Jeff had called about a parcel of land up north that he was part of and had some concerns. And I don't think Jeff was done, but we lost our connection to Jeff. So, Jeff, if you do call back, we'll get you back in here. Feel free to finish the call anytime and give us a ring. And there's other lines open behind that. We're just going to wrap up our conversation with Andy and then get back to your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. But we do welcome to the program Andy Nabel. Andy, again, a Farm Bureau member that owned property next to Ducks Unlimited Pheasant Forever in Minnesota. And I think it'd give us a good window of what the future would look like if proponents of the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment get their way and skim $4.8 billion from the taxpayers and send a bunch of money to fat cats at Ducks Unlimited and Pheasant Forever and buy a bunch of land. And then sell a bunch of land, all with your money, ladies and gentlemen. It's why I think Measure 5 is a really bad idea, and I've heard more examples today from Andy. To the caller's point, Jeff, before the break and what he was talking about with the dozer and what he was up doing up north, anything you wanted to say about that, Andy?
Well, I don't know where he was really going with this. You know, he was saying it was destroying the land, but seeing them out there, I mean, that's kind of like if they were altering that waterway, I mean, that's kind of like what they did to us, you know, in a way, because we irrigate our whole land through irrigation ditches, and they backed them up, and it made a whole, you know, 120 acres unfarmable that used to be, you know, some of our best ground, and it's hard to pay taxes on land that is worth that kind of money, but you can't do anything with it. I mean, making that turnaround would be kind of difficult. It makes it difficult for whether you're in Minnesota or North Dakota or South Dakota, or wherever you're at.
Yeah, and by the way, that was Lance, not Jeff. I was getting my guests confused because Jeff Messling was on from Farm Bureau, but it was Lance in Steele County, and he is back on the line. So did you have more of your question or your comment, Lance, for our guest?
Yeah. Well, comment. I was sent up there for about a month. It was started before Thanksgiving and finished just before Christmas. It was somewhere between 640 and 800 acres between the two sides of the highway. And it was low spots that they had me, well, first the track hole went in there and he did a little stuff, and then I'd go in and I'd clean out the bottom of these little sloughs and push material outside, and then another dozer would bring it further out. They were very specific on how the slope angles of the sloughs had to be. It had to meet their guidelines. And I figured it was about $5,000 a day between the three machines that they paid to have sloughs modified. And, you know, I didn't think of it until this morning. I don't remember ever seeing a single pheasant up there those 4 weeks I was there. I think I only saw one deer. You know?
That's funny.
Those pheasants are out of
we're forgetting the purpose of what they purport to want, right? More pheasants.
Yeah.
More wildlife.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
I mean, do pheasants really care how deep the water is or the slope is of getting down to the water? It wasn't like it was a vertical edge. I mean,
here's my deal. I think DU and Pheasants Forever and these groups, there's some intentions behind what they do that are good. I think leave it to North Dakotans to sort this out. What this is about is lining their pockets to do land grabs all across the United States. They're using what everybody knows is a big deal now. North Dakota saying, I got all this money for their flush. Let's just take 5% off the top and let's go to, and to your point, use it for what? You know, were the pheasants any better off? Were the ducks any better off in the scenario you've just outlined, Lance? It's a very good point. And appreciate the call. Anything else you want to say, Lance?
Evidently, they're not hurting for money if they can drop that kind of cash just to have sloughs modified.
Good point. Very good point, Lance. Appreciate that. Andy, anything you want to add to that?
Not really. He's kind of hit the nail on the head there. I mean, whether it's a deer, duck, or pheasant, I really don't care. Think they care how deep the water is or if it's a 45.5-degree slope or 46-degree slope down to the water.
Sure. Have you seen what Governor Jack Dalrymple proposed yesterday?
Not yet.
He is calling on the legislature to approve a one-time spending of $30-some million to build new campsites, cabins, roads, and trails, and convert about 200 acres of state-owned land near the Missouri River Correctional Center south of Bismarck into a day park with public access to the river. He also wants to raise the cap on the Outdoor Heritage Fund from $30 million this biennium to $50 million in the next biennium and adjust the formula. This is about an $80 million plan. Now, the Measure 5 folks are going, see, this is what we've been saying for 3 years. On the other hand, it's $80 million versus $4.8 billion. I think politically this is a smart move by Governor Dalrymple because it says, look, let's agree where we could spend some more. Lord knows we have it. And on things we all agree on, let's not let out-of-staters do it. Let's us as North Dakotans do it. Let's us as lawmakers do it. And let's take a modest amount of money. I think it's a brilliant political move on the part of the governor. I know some conservatives are beating him up saying, oh, there he is throwing around more money again. Look, if it stops Measure 5 from grabbing $4.8 billion from the taxpayers, in my mind, that's $80 million well spent, and it's managed here. So I think it's a good idea. But I didn't want to hit you with that, Andy, if you hadn't seen it. So anything else you want to say about your experience in Minnesota before we let you go?
Well, I mean, for people out there that think, you know, North Dakota doesn't have enough hunting land already, Lance kind of pointed out that they bought land and wasn't, you know, really the best land. The thing is, they don't need to buy private land in North Dakota to open up the hunting. That's one thing that they, you know, will say, well, you already got the plots program set up. You already have, you know, the state wildlife management areas. You have the grasslands, which is over 1 million acres of public hunting land. And ever since I've moved to North Dakota 3 years ago and became a resident, I don't think I've ever gone and talked to a farmer rancher and said, hey, can I walk that ditch line? Can I walk that tree row? As long as I respected their land, they let me go on it, and it was no big deal. So these groups really don't need to get this money to buy up more land to open up to public hunting reasons. I don't think it's like you have already pointed out. I don't think it's going to end up in North Dakota at all. I think it'll end up in other areas in the United States. We got a really good thing going out here in Western North Dakota with all this oil. So why send the money to other places and why not use it out here to improve North Dakota, especially some of the areas that need it with, like you said, hospitals or schools or police officers and stuff like that. That's my personal thought as well.
Yeah, exactly right. And this really is about, you know, that's why the local hunting groups are opposed to this, right? I mean, Ron Ness used that line last week when he was on. I don't think I'd show up asking a hunter if I could, asking a landowner if I could hunt on his land with a yes on Measure 5 thing because, the folks that are saying, yeah, neighbor, go ahead and use the land, don't want these folks to be able to take $4.8 billion and buy land whatsoever. Tim in Newtown, let's get you in here before we let Andy go. Listening on 550K Fire, what's on your mind, Tim?
Yeah, I just got a couple different things. You know, first of all, not all these groups are bad. I mean, Delta Waterfall, for example, which I'm a member of, they don't go out and buy up land. What they do is they rent land from farmers so that other people can go hunt on them and stuff like that. But I do agree. I'm voting no for Measure 5 because I disagree with what Delta, I mean, with what Ducks Unlimited and some of the other big programs have done. But you look at Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you look at Delta Waterfall, these groups, they don't go out and buy a property. For example, Delta rents a building in Bismarck. I don't work for Delta, but I'm a strong, member of theirs. And I want to make sure people understand that not all these groups are doing that. And the other thing I want to do is I want to say hats off to you, Scott and Todd, but I think that having this, on the radio where we can discuss the measures is really good. I'd like to see all the measures discussed, during the week, so that people understand what the measures are actually about.
Now, we're going to do it. Yeah, you're right, Tim. We've reached out to everybody. We've told you to draw your own conclusions. We're going to get you the facts. And we're going to take all the information, put it on the website. So I've asked for an absentee ballot. I have the ballot in front of me. We're going to go line by line right through them. There's a lot of really important issues here, very important. 4 and 5, by the way, are connected. So I'll be going yes on 4 and no on 5. Tim, thanks. Andy, thanks. More of your calls coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
calls that have been stacking up here on a number of issues. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know, they have one-focus sprayers. They pride themselves on the product expertise, customer satisfaction. You want a used one? Saving a couple of bucks this year with prices down a little. They got some used pull-type sprayers. They want to move them on out, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, the big 90-foot booms on them. I have a few used Apache sprayers, too. You can take a look at them on their website, highplainsapache.com. Now at the ET Ag Center, they are your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop in today. High Plains Apache Mandan. They're in Fargo, too, south of Fargo, actually, Frontier. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back to the calls.
Good morning. I'd like to comment on that pharmacy law that's trying to be changed. I would urge no vote. I have a son and a daughter-in-law that just graduated from NDSU. They both interned in North Dakota, and were just extremely pleased with the freedom they had to spend time with their customers, with the patients. They didn't realize that at the time until they both went to work in Minnesota for Walgreens. Now they get to spend 1 minute with a patient, counseling patients. If they spend much more than that, the managers are on top of them, criticizing them, because they make their money on prescription, on volume. They don't make it on customer care. And if they don't fill enough prescriptions, they lose the store bonus. It's all about money. I think it should be more about the patient, about the customers. So, I'd urge a no vote on that measure. Thank you very much.
We are stacking up on questions for the folks, and I know Chris is working on a debate on Measure 7. We had two questions yesterday, one about, hey, in the cases where Walmart leases space to pharmacists, why not let them do the $4 deal? I did check with Pat Finken about that, and Pat is lining up somebody to talk, but he briefly said, you know, they can't do that for liability reasons, I believe was the answer. He also wanted to address a call that came in yesterday regarding somebody that called about paying cash. And saying, you know, that wasn't true. And then we talked about a allegation that has been put forward by the folks that also are advocating a no vote, like that caller on Measure Number 7, that, for instance, if there is a Walmart or a CVS or a Walgreens in a community where your local pharmacist is, and you have a health insurance plan that says, no, you need to buy from where we have a preferred vendor, they can't prevent you from buying somewhere else. It may cost you a little more, but it wouldn't be able to prevent you from buying somewhere else. That's another one we want to dig into and get to the bottom of, but some good questions coming in, and we're efforting answers on all of these measures and all of your questions, so appreciate the call. Philip in Strasburg, listening on 550K Fire, what is on your mind? Phil, are you there? Now I can hear you. Phil, go ahead. Say what you said again.
What I was talking about before came earlier in your show, and the gentleman had called up and was wondering about the weeds on his property, and that was actually designated wetlands or whatever the case. I am a contractor. I do spray, and I'm here to tell you that the government, regardless of the entity, with the exception of game and fish, make it impossible to eradicate weeds on any kind of their property that they consider wetland.
So are you saying, Phil, you would not blame Ducks Unlimited or Pheasants Forever? You'd blame government regulations outside of our local game and fish, but rather the feds, basically?
By all means. First of all, there's a big difference between what the government can do and what the average person can do. And the average person is required by law. Actually, everybody is required by law to make an attempt to control noxious weeds, not troublesome, noxious. And that's law, federal law. And but the contempt or the attempt to control is where the stickler is. You can go out and mow an extra part of an area, and it's considered attempt. You're putting bugs out there, it's considered attempt. But the government, knowing that, if they went out and tried to eradicate, it would cost hundreds of thousands, billions of dollars to do it. And they make it impossible to go on and control those weeds. You can control them, but you cannot eradicate them. And you're always going to have the problem of the noxious weeds spilling over into private lands.
Thanks for checking in from Lawrence Well Country today, Philip. Glad you're listening. Thank you for the informed, insightful comment there today. We appreciate it.
Good program.
Thank you. We appreciate that. 800-228-0550. Emailer says, why aren't you doing more on Measure 1? We feel like we're drinking from a fire hose these days, trying to get to all of them. We definitely, again, are going to be doing debates on all the measures. We're going to be following all these very closely. I happen to personally believe Measure 1 is one of the most important questions on the ballot, because when I elect or vote for a legislator, I want them to go do things. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. I don't want some crazy judge, some rogue judge, I'll decide what the law is judge, i.e. Wick Corwin, who ought to stick to his knitting and go back to school on the Constitution to decide, I'm just going to undo what the legislature did. That's ridiculous. So to me, Measure 1 is about not even necessarily the particular legislation in question on life issues. It is about, hey, I elect legislators to go pass something. I don't want judges undoing it. It's protection for that. So I'm all for it. There's a great ad in newspapers across the state today. I happen to be looking at the Fargo Forum right now. Roger Wetzel, president of the AARP of North Dakota, is quoted in this thing. After 43 years of working in the field of aging and end-of-life issues in North Dakota, I think what I'm talking about, Measure 1 will not impact negatively on end-of-life issues. Let me tell you what's going on there, in my opinion. There are people who claim to be pro-life that say, well, I would be for this, but there is a huge crowd of folks that say they're pro-life and always add a but. And in this case, this is their red herring. Oh, now here's what I want you to think about whenever you hear any of these crazy arguments, generally from pro-choice liberals, but it comes even from some Republicans who are a little wishy-washy on the life issue. They'll say, well, do you know if you do that and you want to die, somebody could go to court and prevent you from dying? I mean, the amount of hoops they would have to jump through to have happen what they're suggesting would happen under Measure 1 is nothing short of Disneyland. It's fantasy. It's pull this leg and it plays jingle bells. In other words, the legislature is going to say you can't have a directive. And then somebody's going to go to court and say, no, Grandpa wants to die, but we don't want him to die. Come on. That's crazy. And by the way, with or without Measure 1, those things can happen right now. They happen every single day. It's using a very emotional issue to try and torpedo that thing. It's a pig and a poke. It's a red herring. In my view, Measure 1 is a no-brainer, an absolute no-brainer, even if you don't call yourself pro-life, even if you want your legislators to vote up or down and for that to stick and not be undone by rogue judges. That's what Measure 1 is about, in my humble opinion. Thanks for asking, listeners. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Howdy, folks. Jeff Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the Market News Reporting Service, The Beef, and the nation's leading ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3255. 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Just dawned on me, if outside groups like the Sierra Club, etc., get a hold of a property in North Dakota, yeah, fat chance ever getting the hunt on there. All these outside groups.
Oh, I didn't mean to push my escape button, but I did by mistake there. Sorry, we'll let him go.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Just dawned on me, if outside groups like the Sierra Club, etc., get a hold of a property in North Dakota, yeah, fat chance ever getting the hunt on there. All these outside groups are liberal, and they are anti-hunting 100%. They are not going to allow a single person to step foot on their land to hunt any kind of wildlife. All right, bye.
I appreciate the call, and I think calls like that are the reason that the folks from Ducks Unlimited and the supporters of Measure 5 will not come on. They try to make it about me or anything else. It's you. You're asking all the questions that need to be answered, and everywhere else they get softballs, and so they're just going to buy ads and try and not answer the tough questions. So just keep saying it, and we'll continue to educate listeners on Measure 5 and the reasons to vote no. I'm with you, caller. Arthur in Fargo on AM 1100 on your radio. Thanks for that, Arthur. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Yesterday they gave me the task of calling Heidi Heitkamp's Washington office to ask her why she doesn't come on your show.
And did you?
I did. I did. The fellow said, well, I'm not in the media department, so I can't help you there. Would you like to leave a comment? And I said, yeah, go on K-Fire and talk to your constituents. He said, okay, I'll pass that on. And then I asked him why doesn't the senator support the fence on the border to protect us from Ebola-infected ISIS members? And he said, well, she's been down there to visit to help formulate her immigration plan. Would you like to leave a comment? I said, sure, put up a fence.
Well, good for you. I think you're letting your voice be heard is a good idea. And, I'm going to see Senator Heitkamp. I don't know if it's tomorrow or Thursday. I forget when she and I think it's tomorrow afternoon, she and Senator Hovind and Congressman Kramer are speaking before the Lignite Energy Council. And we're going to be taping those interactions and using that for Energy Matters on the next Tuesday. It won't be today's show on KFIRE and KLTC, but it'll be the following Tuesday. A question I hope comes from the audience is, why not call on Senator Harry Reid to call a question on the vote? Just we want to know where the United States Senate is at on these EPA proposals. The House has some great legislation there, so there's another good question. But kudos to you, Arthur, for making the calls and suggest others do as well. Don't make it about us and the show. I mean, it's about you and the listeners. It'd be really nice if Senator Heitkamp would do like Congressman Kramer would do and come on the program. As I promised earlier, we want to get an update on the investigation into the murder of an NDSU student. What a tragic, tragic story this is. This freshman from Sartell, Minnesota, Thomas Bearson, who disappeared and was later found dead. Now, the investigation leads us to believe it is a homicide. And South Moorhead on the 23rd of September, which was a week ago today. For an update on the investigation, we're joined by Lieutenant Tori Jacobson of the Moorhead Police Department. Lieutenant, thanks for taking the time to join us today on the program. Thanks a bunch.
Yes, thanks for having me.
We know this is a homicide, correct?
We do.
And we've also heard something to the effect of that, you know, this isn't anything that residents of Fargo or Moorhead need to be concerned about as though somebody's on the loose. Is there a suspect in mind here that you're tracking? What can you tell us about
this? No, I cannot tell you that we're tracking a suspect. And I wouldn't say that it's nothing that the citizens should have on their mind. Certainly, from the moment, which is about almost exactly a week ago when his body was found, the Moorhead Police Department became the lead investigating agency on this unattended death. And in this circumstance, we have very limited information at this time. Our investigation is very active, continues to remain so. We are trying to have investigators follow up on every possible piece of information, hopefully with anticipation that as we continue to grow in this investigation, that the investigators through their communication are able to corroborate information, look for something that isn't consistent, something that appears foul or suspicious. Maybe it may be something from the medical examiner's office when we receive a final report that gives us something to compare that isn't consistent, that puts us on the trail of the responsible party.
Do you have reason to believe that this young man knew his murderer?
We certainly are exploring that as a possibility, just the same as we're exploring that it's a complete stranger. Unfortunately, in this case, we have such limited information that we, the police department, are able to provide on this. And that's why we've been so vocal about asking the community to provide us information. And we recognize that that sends us in all kinds of directions. And, you know, we hear about that. People talk about it. There's a lot of emotion with this case, certainly. And sometimes, you know, at this point in the investigation, we realize that that's going to include anger and fear and people wondering, well, what are you saying? Absent of saying, am I in danger? And, you know, personal safety is something that we, you know, certainly expect that the police department is going to provide you accurate information, and we are not withholding information that would jeopardize people's safety, their personal safety. But there's a lot of unanswered questions here, and, we don't know the motive or who's responsible.
Maybe we ought to channel our emotions towards trying to help you, and if we see something, say something, as they say. And I know that there was a cell phone and a shoe missing. Were those two pieces that are still part of this puzzle?
They are still missing, and we're asking for the public's help with hopes that this very distinct shoe, there's a white Nike Air Jordan, it's a left tennis shoe, size 9.5, as well as our victim's silver-colored iPhone 5 that we have not been able to locate. And, these are two items that we would like to locate in hopes of learning something from those items, of where they're found, their condition, anything we can obtain from that, just the same as anything else that we've been collecting, in hopes that there's some piece of evidence that is ultimately going to direct us in this investigation.
And I've heard law enforcement officers say before, you know, don't think what you might have is insignificant. You'd rather people err on the side of, you know, this is a little weird, maybe it's nothing, but you want people to share things that they find unusual in any way, shape, or form related to this case, correct?
Absolutely. And so far, we are very thankful. We've had a very high level of cooperation throughout the community, both Fargo and Moorhead sides. Businesses have been very willing to communicate and check their properties. We've had many people call into the police department that provide what, as you mentioned, they may feel this has nothing to do with it, but this is an individual that we're not familiar with. He's from Sartell, Minnesota. He's lived in our area only for approximately a month. And, you know, anything about his past or who's familiar with him or his activities, anything. Our role is to be very open-minded and do a complete and thorough investigation. And we certainly are going to do that. And ultimately, we're going to find out who's responsible for this.
What do the cell phone records tell us? And I've also heard some speculation that a tweet that was sent that night might not have actually been from the victim. What can you tell me about those two pieces of information?
Well, and certainly there's a number of things about this investigation that I'm not able to comment when it is something that is sensitive to the investigation and certainly may become very important. And I'm not alluding to that specific question. It comes into effect in most information that we've obtained. You know, we can't compromise the investigation. We're certainly not going to compromise public safety. But, you know, when we're gathering literally a ton of information and we're documenting and trying to ensure that we have covered every possible angle, and as we continue to collect information and then match it with the information we already have, our role ultimately will be to discover where those inconsistencies are and to put us on the correct trail.
Do you believe that he was murdered in North Dakota and transported across state lines? Do we know that?
All of that information will come in a medical examiner's final report. We've certainly had investigators that have liaisoned with the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office. And once they were able to verbally confirm that this is a homicide, they shared that information as a preliminary information to our investigators to further our investigation. So at this time, we still have not received a final report, as you can imagine, and you know from past experience, they can take an extensive period of time. Certainly, they're going to do everything that they need to ensure that they have solid answers.
Yeah. And are cell phone records a part of this? Are they helpful in this particular case? I've heard somebody quoted the family that said that the cell phone, he was having trouble keeping his cell phone charged. Obviously, in this day and age, that's an important tool in trying to put some pieces together, is it not?
Well, certainly, you know, when it comes to any part of information, this investigation is important, and we don't know at this point which information is going to become incredibly important. But, yeah, all of the information you talk about as far as his cell phone, we all know that he reported to have problems with his cell phone, and that's all part of the investigation and certainly is among the many, many things that have been looked into and explored and investigated extensively.
We have a listener that wants to know if the rumors are true that are circulating that it was gang-related or somehow a serial killing. Those are two phrases that, you know, will worry me a little bit, but obviously, sure. have you ruled those out?
Well, it's very worrisome when you hear those kinds of things. But, you know, kind of as it was mentioned in a previous interview that I had, they were asking me about, in lieu of having answers, what if the community is starting to come up with all kinds of things, whether it's a local, a best friend, a close acquaintance, a family member, or is it somebody from afar? You can, the sky's the limit when you think of things. You know, you have to be realistic in some of your thoughts, but the truth of it is that, you know, people are going to come up with more possible scenarios than we can even imagine right now. But as we receive information or any thing to investigate in relation to whatever they say, we're certainly going to do our due diligence and look into it, and nothing's off the table at this point.
All right, final quick question, just a few seconds left. What number should folks contact you at with information?
Contact our Red River Dispatch Center. They dispatch both for the Fargo Police Department and the Moorhead Police Department, and that number is 701-451-7660.
One more time, 701-451-7660. Yeah, got it. Thank you, Lieutenant. Appreciate your time today in sharing this information, and we'll continue to pray for resolution for this family. Lieutenant Tori Jacobson, Moorhead Police Department, on the murder of an NDSU student 1 week ago tonight. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What is on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We get an answer to that question every Tuesday on our Farm Bureau Day here on the program. And today we asked Nathan, who's a farmer at Berthold, what he thinks about drones for ag. Nathan,
drones are the next technological advancement in agricultural production decision-making. The uses of drones are almost unlimited, from weed spotting to chlorophyll measuring for fertilizer prescription mapping and various other bird's-eye view tasks. The other day, I had my agronomist use his drone to fly a lodged canola field to check for white mold and various other problems associated with that field. When used properly and responsibly, ag drones can be a great tool for farmers and ranchers, and the technology will only get more advanced and more affordable in the years to come.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's pretty amazing. It's cutting-edge technology. It reminds me of what's going on in the oil and gas industry. It's no longer about an oil boom. This is the technology, right? So now the oil industry is really about like the iPhone and the technology you're using. Same thing in ag with GPS positioning and all the things that they can tell you down to the micro inch what goes where and what needs extra treatment. And this is just amazing. I was out at Peterson Farm Seeds not long ago, and they were doing some demonstration on these things, and it is fascinating. So I'm with you, Nathan. Thanks a bunch. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Brought to you today also by our friends at MyPillow.com. And I'll tell you what, if you want a great night's sleep that is guaranteed, have a 60-night money-back guarantee on this deal. 10-year warranty, this pillow will not go flat. This pillow is so good, Todd and his wife, Carrie, have pillow fights over it. You know, they're going back and forth.
Right.
It stays cool. There's no tossing. There's no turning. The thing is machine washable and dryable. Sort of like a favorite pair of blue jeans. It's non-allergenic, too, by the way. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It's so good they patented it. And it has this interlocking fill, which I guess means it just adjusts to any sleep position that you have. So whether you're on your back, on your side, however you like to sleep, it really works. Now, here's the good deal. They really think a lot of our listeners. And they said, Scott, we know you like the pillow. We know Todd likes his. We'd like to give your listeners a half-price deal. So right now, you get a savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028 or go to mypillow.com. Just use the promo code SCOTT. In other words, tell them Scott sent you. All right, last chance to weigh in on what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Let's go to the phone.
Scott, this is Greg. I'm a life member of NRA and read the America Hunter magazine from October. It'll tell you the game that all these people are playing when they start buying this land. The Humane Society of the United States is involved with this Measure 5, and so are these other ones, the Sierra Club, and their intent is to make that a lead-free zone for hunting. And in the other two states that they've sponsored, they didn't allow any hunting for over 2 years because they wanted the wildlife to so-called reproduce. Well, the wildlife isn't going to reproduce without proper management. They don't need to pad their pocket with all the North Dakota money when it's all going to go out of state. But like I say, the American Hunter in the October issue, it'll go into pretty good detail on what these things are doing. They've sued the Secretary of the Interior to get their agenda passed. Thank you, Scott, and have a great day.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call. Others welcome, 800-228-0550. Here's another.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. You know what bugs me is that all these out-of-state interests and these out-of-state organizations and other states, you know, I wonder what do they donate their money to? Do they support any kind of like homosexual agenda or abortion agenda in any way? Where do they send their money? And it just bugs me that, you know, the out-of-state organizations and other states, they don't want to adopt our conservative views here in North Dakota for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But, boy, when it comes to money, they sure got their hand out, and they want a piece of our blessings from up here, you know, and that just bugs me. I wonder where they send some of their money and what they donate to, and where would our tax dollars be going to? So thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, 800-228-0550. We didn't get a lot of time to talk about this, but one of our Facebook questions, did the Minnesota Twins make the right move firing Ron Gardenhire? Ryan says, Gardy's a great guy, but I think it's time for change. Sadly, unless the poll ads decide to dust the cobwebs off their wallets and spend money on some talent, the next manager won't have any more luck. Well, that's kind of why I was asking. You know, is it the checkbook or is it the skipper? Jay says the issue isn't money. The Twins spent $85 million on payroll, more than two teams that made the playoffs, Oakland and Pittsburgh. Changing the manager is a good start. The GM should go as well. Sometimes when people have been on the job for a long time, they get stale. Time for new blood. All this BS about playing the Twins way has resulted in the worst record in baseball over the last 4 years. Another one near and dear to my heart is this guy, CEO of a trillion-dollar company that resigned after his daughter wrote him a note saying he missed too much time with her and missed all these minutes. Eric said, I wish I could stay home with my kids. Look, we don't have that luxury, right? I think the key is finding balance. I really do. Find that balance. That's extraordinarily important. What else do we have for questions up there? We got some run-through on some of the ballot measures that are out there. We have a few other questions we can keep going. And, of course, I want to tell you that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we want your comments. That's right. Even when we're not on the air, if you put this number in your speed dial, love to know who you'd like us to interview, what issues you want us to tackle, any comments. Whenever the spirit moves, you pick up the phone and call 800-2-here's the 24/7 number, 855-200-1776, extension 1 to get on your soapbox. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. We'll be at the Lignite Energy Council meeting in Bismarck at the Ramkota tomorrow on Thursday. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. Four nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right. New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus four nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. Six meals, four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.